Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I mean, it's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
So how's business?
I just went back to a model I started on not long
Oh, man.
ago. Took a 3 week break from it from a big paint job. I was waiting for the homeowner to send money. It took a couple of weeks money. Not like I missed out on a whole lot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, I wanted to go ahead and get you whatever you need to try to get started on it. I mean,
Okay. Is your wife around? Because I know you wanted me to talk to her, and she might have some questions, you know?
I showed her, the email which I'll offer. So the only questions I had is she's way too thorough. So like she clicked on the link and saw that the platinum package has a few more things than the platinum package. So the email, is that correct?
So the platinum package, so what I sent you in the email shows more than what it shows on the platinum package in our regular pricing page. So that's why I sent it to you in the email.
No, the regular pricing page shows more stuff than what you think.
No, it does not. The regular pricing page shows less than what the actual email that I sent you that gives you the pricing and everything.
Oh, because I saw the one that
Oh, wait a minute.
was
You know what? Hold on. No, you know what? You might be looking. Hold on. Let me go back, Lee, because you know what? Now that I
it shows a higher
remember.
price also. It shows a higher price also.
Yeah, now that I remember, let me go back to the email, because the email that you have was from a while back. Hold on. Let me look at it.
No, you just, oh yeah, it might be from a long time.
Yes, the email
No,
that I sent you.
you sent me another one, so I don't know. Maybe I didn't
Yeah.
look at the other one.
So the email that I had sent you is the one from January 7th. If you look at that one, okay,
I'll look
that
at it.
one.
Hold on. Send me another one, but maybe I didn't see that. Send me one, let's see, January.
January 7th.
Okay, so what's the price of what? Oh wait, okay, here's the one you sent me. $2.99 a month.
With a $99 setup fee.
Yeah, you sent me this one the other day, August 21st. Mobile platform directions submission. So how do I get? Does that include voice search or no?
Does it include the what again? I'm sorry.
Like Alexa voice search?
Yes, it's always going to include the Alexa. Like for example, on if you look at our pricing page, it doesn't show it there. That's why I sent you the email because it's included in that. All of our packages, honestly, are going to include Alexa, Google Home, Siri. It's what we call the voice-activated searches. So it's going to include that, and it will also include the mobile platform. What that means is whether someone's doing a search from their iPhone, they're doing a search from their Android, they're doing a search from their tablet, they can pull you up on the first page of Google. If someone's asking Siri, find me XYZ near me, right? Siri is going to pull up anyone that's within the surrounding areas from where their Siri is located. So just to kind of give you an example, right?
Okay.
When my Siri, okay, right now I have my Apple Watch on, right? I'm in Fountain Valley, okay? That's where our office is at. So if I ask Siri, find me a nail shop near me, Siri is going to go based off of the location of my iPhone, of my Apple Watch. It's going to recognize where my location is at. So it's going to give me, you know, nail shops that are within, you know, 5 to 10 mile radius around me, because that's what the local map covers, right? Now, if I want a place closer to my home, which is in Anaheim, I would have to say, Siri, find me a nail shop near Anaheim, California, right? And then that's when Siri would pull up anything that's within the area that I'm asking for. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like on your desktop. When you're typing in, you know, I'm looking for nail shop, right? It's going to recognize the IP address location of your desktop, like your computer or the location of your iPad, whatever device you're using, it's going to recognize the location of it. So that's how Google works. And a lot of people, you know, I explain it in that way because sometimes, a lot of times they don't understand. They don't understand what is all included in that.
But how does that, so if I tell you I want all the listings, I just want everything to be listed under Lafayette, but I don't live in Lafayette, are you going to be able to list it in Lafayette or?
So right now, where did you PIN verify it to begin with when you signed up with that one company? Do you remember what address you used?
Probably my home address.
Was it the Rock Falls?
Huh?
Or no, wrong one. Hold on. Let me go to your account. I was looking at someone else's account. Stand by. Let me pull up yours.
Probably Broke Ridge, maybe, but...
How far is that from Lafayette?
10, 15 minutes.
Oh. Okay. So, let me tell you...
I just don't want somebody in Lafayette to not be able to find me in Broke
Ridge.
Because Lafayette's a massive city... You know, and it has all these surrounding areas. Normally, if somebody's in Broussard and is looking for, they're going to search in Lafayette because Broussard is kind of attached. It's like a suburb, pretty much. It's attached to Lafayette, kind of like, you know, big cities, and you have a little small areas around the big city.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, Broussard is kind of, I don't know, maybe just 10, 15 miles down the interstate from it. So it's not really attached to it. I mean, although it is, I mean, it's a bordering city parish of Lafayette Parish. So, I mean, we have parishes, not counties. So, same difference.
Yeah. So, the way typically how it would work, so the local map, what Google considers your local area, is the zip code where you PIN verified your business. And anything that's within a 10 to 15 mile radius, that is what they consider your local area. Now, of course, if you were in New York City, which you know is very populated, New York City, the local area is going to be 5 to 10 miles because it's so populated, right? And it's a big city. But because of where you're based out of, okay, I wouldn't consider it like being overpopulated like New York City, right? So that's why it would reach within the 10 to 15 miles. Now, how we get you found outside of that is one of two ways. Either running Facebook ads or running Google ads. Facebook ads, the furthest that they are going to reach is 50 miles. That's Facebook ads. Google ads, the furthest that they will reach is 100 miles, which I don't ever recommend, Lee, because that is spreading your Google ads very thin. I lean more towards the Facebook ads, and I'll tell you why. Google ads are great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you explained it to me already that they only hit 5% where Facebook hit
9%. Yeah, where Facebook is like 9%. And you got to remember, Facebook is retargeting anyone who's done that search on Google. And even if they didn't call you, but they're on Facebook just to look at, through their own pictures and stories, that's when they would see your ad appear. It's going to show up on their desktop and on their mobile device. And that's why I kind of lean towards that package. And again, it's not saying that the Google ads don't work, but I kind of feel you're going to have a better conversion rate with this package.
with the platinum one. And not spending as much money.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just wondering if the Google ad may stir up business quicker, but I don't want to go work 100 miles away either.
Well, see, and even with the Google ads, to be honest with you, Lee, even with the Google ads, you don't have to go 100 miles. I'm just saying that would be the furthest it would cover, right? With Google ads, you could target specific zip codes. You could target specific cities. You could target by county. You could target by mile radius, whichever you prefer.
I got you.
So Google Ads is going to actually give you two spotlight positions, Google Local Map and then Google Ads at the top. That's what it gives you, right? Now, if you wanted all the bells and whistles, okay, you wanted it all, then you're looking at $599 a month. So the $599 a month, what that gives you is $300 of that $599 we're going to allocate to your Google ads that we're managing. You are not incurring the cost per click because you're paying a flat rate. And $100 of that we're also allocating to your Facebook ads that we're managing. Again, you are not incurring the cost per click. And we run these ads, they run them to where they're running throughout the month. Okay.
So is there a cost per click for Facebook ads?
No, you don't incur that. You don't incur it at all. We're the ones incurring that charge.
Do they have a cost per click for Facebook ads?
Facebook ad, any type of ads are going to have a cost per click. Where it's different when we're running it is because we're telling you you're paying, for example, $2.99 a month. You're not paying no more than that. So we're running those ads. Because we're allocating from that $299, we're putting $100 of that to your Facebook ad budget that we're managing. See, if you were managing those on your own, you can incur a bunch of clicks, a bunch of click fees, and not get any type of conversion out of that. You can wind up having yourself being posted in other states. I've seen, and not saying that, you know, you wouldn't be able to handle it, but it's very tricky. If you're not sure with the algorithm and all that, you can end up with a bunch of click fees and no results. And I've even known of others that have tried to run.
I have a buddy that does Google Ads, and I guess he manages that he spends like $5,000 a month. I was like, that's fucking ridiculous.
There's people that pay up to that much. I'm not even joking. There's people that pay up to that much.
And he's not even making like that much money off of it. Like he makes his money back off of those Google ads, but he's not making any extra, like, he's not making a lot extra.
It's because you got to remember, too, the Google ads are running on a rotation. So it's not like you're up every single time. They're going to run on a rotation, also depending on what keywords and search terms. So, like, when we're talking about the local map listing, that's going to give you between, I believe it's, 10 to 14 keywords or search terms. The Google ads, that'll give you up to about 50. So again, keywords and search terms are what pertains to the services that you offer. And you know, there's just so many different variations that people search from, right? We always make sure that you're coming up in all the search results. But for the services that are like the most profitable for you, right? Now, does that mean you can't change them? Absolutely. You can make changes at any time. It's not going to cost you anything. And they'll let you know as well.
I don't want to advertise the services that are the most profitable, really, technically. I don't want to advertise for full remodel, you know.
Well, it's whatever services you want to be listed for.
I do that, but here's the thing. Here's the problem. Less people are looking for somebody for full remodels than people that are just looking for painting or just flooring or just painting network. Okay, because if I get a painting job, I can sell the full remodel to them. You know, I can sell them the full remodel. But if I don't get in the house, I can't sell anything. Like if I don't have a phone call, then I can't sell anything else.
Yeah.
So that's why I tend to like the smaller jobs, because a small, hey, come change my faucet could turn into a complete house remodel. I've done it before.
Well, because then when
you get a lot more of, hey, come change my faucet. Can you fix my toilet? Can you
can you change my ceiling fan? Can you fix this light? Can you change this light bulb? I mean, you get that kind of stuff.
And when they see the work that you're doing, they tend to call you back to have you come and do more work. So that one smaller job leads into several jobs. Right?
They normally ask you. All you do is put in faucets. Well, no, ma'am, I do sheetrock, full remodels, cabinets, this, that, the other. And you're like, oh, really? And their eyes light up, and they're like, really? Well, could you give me an estimate to do? I mean, it's immediate. It's not even a, like, because 90% of these people, they don't know who to call, and they don't know who to trust. And
yeah.
If you've already been in it, and you've already done something for them, and you've already, and you know, all it takes is that first little job you go do. If it's something minor, oh, don't worry about it. Just give me $20, whatever. I mean, they're like, what?
Well, I'll tell you this.
You know,
it's really easy.
That's why I just don't have the quality work. Like, I can't bill, you know, like I said, I have to bid jobs to get the job.
Uh-huh.
I can't bid jobs for what they're actually worth doing for. I have to bid to get the work. So, you know, I'd rather bid 5 jobs and bid on them at what they're worth and get one of them and actually make a good profit off. Business, like the business profit, not just a day rate. You understand?
Right. Yeah, the way my aunt, like she's like those kind of people, right? It's like you come and do work at her house, and then she'll ask, like, oh, what else do? You know? And then she'll end up, because that person's done good work, she'll stick with them and have them come back to do more work. You know what I mean?
That's how all my customers are. They get all
right.
Mostly repeat customers.
Okay. So.
But what do you need?
So let's get this all set up for you. So I have your email. The email we're always going to use for you is the robleedavis6@gmail.com, right?
Let's switch it to another one I have for the business. It's CPR.
Is it the one on your Facebook? I see CPRLLC2018@gmail.com.
Yes. And do I need to cancel that Facebook so you can start one?
No. We'll use the same Facebook. You have access to it, right?
I should. My wife said, I'll have to get that info.
It's okay. It's okay. So there's what you're going to have to do, and the technicians will walk you through it. They'll even send you the instructions. I'm sure your wife probably has access to all that too. What you guys are going to do is add us on as managers. So that way we can optimize it and manage it, right? Google profile and then your Facebook ads. We're not doing your posting on Facebook. We're running your Facebook ads. One thing I want to tell you, Lee, are you taking, like, pictures of the work that you've done?
Yeah.
Taking photos? Okay. I recommend, okay, even if it's once a month, right? I know you get busy and sometimes it slips our mind, but even if you do it once a month, post on your Facebook page so that you have, like, updated and fresh content. Just post a picture. Completed job, you know, completed flooring job. Just say something about it, right?
Sometimes I forget to take pictures before. That's the biggest thing.
Is it?
Get in the rut. Start on the job. I'll be halfway through tearing up the floor. Like, shit, I gotta take some pictures. I didn't take pictures of the floor.
Well, listen, even if you didn't take before, even if you didn't take the ones before, take the ones after and just say completed flooring job or whatever. Post those on your Facebook. Now, with your Facebook ads, we could even put videos, right? So, again, we're going to create them to the content that you want, okay? Now, what about the website? You don't have the website anymore, right? You need us to create one for you, correct? Okay.
Correct.
All right, no worries. In fact, I'm resending you this email. So give me just a quick second here because I'm going to put an example. I'm going to include, it's called a MySite. It's a site that is custom. It's a website actually that is customized to fit your business. And it's got automatic SEO settings, so it's going to help with your ranking. We can add reviews on there from your clients. We can post videos. We can post pictures of your work. We write a biography about your company. There's even a form that they can fill out if they don't have time to call you. They can fill out that form. You'll receive that information in an email. We don't want you to miss anything, okay? So you would get that information in an email. Let me just, I'm going to throw in an example of it, and I'm going to tell you, I love these websites because what I really like about them, too, is that if they're looking at it from their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet, it doesn't matter. It's going to fit to the size of the device that they're looking at it from, so it will not look distorted. And they're Google-compliant and mobile-friendly websites. They're even set up in a way, let's say your wife wants to go on there and throw in some other pictures or maybe change some of the content around. You guys also have that access as well, or you just have us do it all. Either way, okay? I'm just going to send you one that's like on a general contractor, okay? But it's just to kind of give you the idea of the layout of it. So I'll put that in the email that I'm resending, okay? It'll say website, and it's going to say my site hyperlink on it. You just click on it. And then let me do this just so you know also that it's going to include the voice-activated searches.
I'm going to have to stop the gas in a little bit.
Okay, no worries. I'm just putting this on here just so you know, voice-activated searches and mobile platform. So that way you know that that's included.
Are you sending that to Rob Lee or to CPR?
I'm sending it to the CPR because if we're changing your email to that, that's where everything is going to now be referenced to. Your receipts and all of that. And you check that one frequently, right?
I did buy a domain for an email address.
Where did you a domain for the email or a domain for the website?
It's not a website, it's just for a Google page. And I did get it.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. The website that did pop up for you, it shows it's not even active.
Yeah, that was through. Company. I can't think of it. Some company around here that owns all the radio stations. And they were trying to do what y'all were doing. And they were morons. I mean, they were absolute morons. I don't know. Like, they were like, oh, so you do painting services? Well, yeah, I do that, do this, do that. You do these services? You do these services? Well, yeah, I do that. So they put all my keywords as painting services. Who fucking Googles that shit?
Yeah, like if someone's looking for a painter, typically what they type in is painting contractor, interior painting, exterior painting. Best painter near me.
Alexa,
that's how they're going to type it in.
Yeah, Alexa, find me a painter, you know, a painting contractor. Not painting services. I mean, they had me coming up in the Google ranks, and then they put me down for commercial remodeling. They were like, would you do some commercial remodeling? I was like, yeah, I guess I would do some of that, you know, maybe, you know. But I'm not really licensed for that or certified for that.
Right.
They had me, number one, commercial remodeling, like full-blown commercial remodels. That's over a $75,000 job. I can't do that job. You know, I can't do it. Why do y'all have me do it? I was like, where's handyman? Well, you have to look under handyman services. Like, who searches that? Well, we're showing that gets about 200,000 people a year do search, or 200 people a day click for a handyman service or search for a handyman service. That's like 200. That's nothing. You talking about all of Google in the entire world? 200? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Some people will search handyman. A lot of times they're going to search specifically for the service that they need.
Exactly.
Right?
They're looking for
drywall, sheetrock.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sheetrock installer, whatever. There's just so many different variations that people search.
Sheetrock repair, painting,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's the kind of keywords I need, not sheetrock
right.
services. I mean, you know, like, who's going to look up sheetrock services? Like, I mean, who even thinks of that? I've been doing this a long time, and I would never have even thought of asking, you know, for or searching for painting services. I mean,
right.
That is what I offer, but it's not what somebody was going to search for. You understand? It's just, of course.
And that's why, listen, the technicians, they go over all that with you because they're able to see in the database, like, what are the most searchable ways that people are searching? Because we definitely want to make sure that you're being found in those ways that they are performing that search. Okay?
Like,
and they go over it with you.
I couldn't find and I'd search, I'd type, I'd do painting contractor, painting this, painter, painting
mm-hmm.
repair, and I couldn't find my company on, and I was paying for it for like 3 months. Couldn't even find it. Like, it, not even at the bottom of the list. It did not exist. I went 20 pages down to the end
wow.
of the list. There was, my company wasn't even listed. Handyman wasn't even listed. Nowhere. It was ridiculous. I was like, why am I not listening to the Google? Oh, well, you are. You're just way down. I was like, I'm not way down. I'm not nowhere. Nowhere.
You're
well,
like,
we got
no.
you number one for commercial contracting. I was like, I don't do that. Well, we asked you. I was like, you asked me if I would do it. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I would do some of it. But
it's not what you're trying to focus on.
It was commercial contracting. It was commercial remodeling, like old models. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I'm even looking under, I just did a search for the handyman. You didn't come anywhere near that. There's like only 2 pages in your area and you're not even on them.
No, I'm not even on them. And that was like the thing that I told you, most importantly, I want to be on a handyman because at the time I was kind of like working by myself and
uh-huh.
I can do jobs most of the time by myself, handyman work, but I can
right.
also sell other work. You know, and a lot of the handyman stuff comes into people. You get connected with people, sheetrock repair, painting, handyman
mm-hmm.
work. You get connected with people that own, like, there's a lot of people around this area that have 20, 30, 40, 100, 200 rent houses that they own. You
right.
know, and you get connected with one of those people and you don't even have to look for work anymore. You know,
right.
as long as you do good work and, you know, you're reasonable with your pricing, you know, fair with your, and honest with your pricing, as long as you do good work and be honest, they'll keep you busy. I mean, they got 200 houses. They can't do that by themselves. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
They can't repair them. When people, every time somebody moves out, whatever, needs to be repainted.
Yeah. So on your account, what, with the phone number you want listed, I mean, this is the number that I currently see, 337-412-5682, correct?
That's correct, but I mean, can I change that if possible later?
You can. And you know what we can also do too, Lee, if you want it, it's always an option. You don't have to and it doesn't cost you anything. If you wanted us to put a tracking number that is actually linked to that phone, so instead of your physical phone number showing, we would put a tracking number, but when they call that number, it's still going to ring to your phone, right? It comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls, okay? So
that's
an option for you.
So much spam. I'm thinking about trying to get a second phone and a new number. If I can get a new number, I don't want somebody's old number that some old lady had and has all these spam calls coming in. I want a new number and it's
yeah,
only going to be
the tracking number. I will tell you this.
Give it out, nothing else or anybody else, and then have in that phone. When I know that phone rings, I know it's work. It's not some scam caller with a local number trying to sell me a loan for $100,000 that I don't freaking need because I don't need the money.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could change the number at any time, we would just update it in the system. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I did send you, while we were talking, I resent you the email, okay, to the CPRLLC2018@gmail.com, which is what I had sent you on the 21st. I resent it to you, and I put in there that just so your wife is aware, yes, the voice-activated searches are included, as well as the mobile platform. Now, I also sent you one on our client dashboard. It's just an example because you'll have a customized tracking and reporting system where you can track all of your results with us and not just taking our word for it that it's working. And on your phone, I sent you 3 messages. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always provide you my information just so that you have it for your records. Now, you're going to have a team with here within our company that's going to be dedicated to your account. When you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department because they're going to be the ones in charge of your account. And like I said, we do everything within our company. We don't outsource it anywhere. We do it here within.
Okay.
And then I also sent you a link to a video that's about maybe 6 minutes long. It's a YouTube video. When you have time, Lee, I want you to watch the video. It's just going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. And it's nothing complicated. I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now.
I need you to send me that secure link so I can go ahead and pay. Give you my credit card info.
Yes. In fact, my manager set it up, so give me 1 second because I think she's going to have to reset it because I know that you're going to be putting in your information there. So give me one momento here.
I have to run in and pay for some gas real quick. Can I?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead because I'm going to chat him right now.
Okay. All right. I'm here.
Okay. So let's take a look. So what I'm going to do first is he's setting it up right now. He's just fixing it. So I'm going to be sending you this link, and there's going to be a username and password that you're going to have to put in.
Okay.
So let me go here.
You going to send me the username and password? And
yeah,
email,
give me,
or?
Yes, give me 1 second. I'm just grabbing it for you.
How long will I have before it times out? Will I have 30 minutes at least so I can get home?
Yeah, you'll definitely have 30 minutes. So what we'll do is go ahead and, like, handle that. And then what we'll do, Lee, I'm going to kind of go over some notes and stuff with you. If you have time, or I can call you tomorrow, we can finish up your notes and then schedule your client interview for a time that's going to be convenient for you. This is when the technician is going to be talking to you about everything in detail, you know, going over like your keywords, your search terms, and all of that. So I want to make sure, you know, that that's being done at a time that you're going to be available, because that appointment will take between 30 to 40 minutes. It could sometimes take a little bit longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you first this link. Let me just copy it here. So this link that I'm sending you to your phone is what you're going to click on. And it's going to take you to your client dashboard, okay? Now, it's going to ask you to enter a username and a password, right? So I'm going to send you, now your username is going to be your phone number, okay?
Okay.
That's going to be your username.
Including the area code or?
Yes, including the area code. And then your password, I'm going to send you what that is, and it's all lowercase on the password, okay? So let me do this. Username.
Yes. I just want to get it all paid for.
Yeah, no, of course. 337-412-5682. And then I'm going to put password. Let me just copy this for you so that way you have that there. Okay. So now I just sent it to you. Okay? Should be coming through any second. So it's going to be the link. You just click on the link, and then you'll put your username and password. So when you do that, right, what you're going to go to, and let me just go here. What you're going to go to is, let me open it up on my end. So when you click on that link and it asks you to enter the username and password, I want to tell you exactly where you're going to go so you know where you input your billing information. So when it opens up to the homepage, there's going to be, where in the world is it at? There's going to be these three, let me see. I don't see that there. Where in the heck is it at? Stand by. Okay. So what you're going to do is when you go to that page, you're going to go to, there's these three lines at the very top corner, top right-hand corner. Okay. And you're going to click on that, and it's going to give you this drop down. There's going to be a home page, leads, website, listings, Google Insights. You're going to click on where it says business info. You're going to click on that. Okay. And then when you click on the business info, it's like, it's going to give like all your information, right? Like your content and all that stuff. Don't do anything with that. There's going to be a back button. What I want you to do is click on the back button at the top. And then it's going to take you to a page that'll say personal info, password, billing. You're going to click on where it says billing, Okay. And then it's going to say payment info. Click on the payment info. It's going to have you type in the name. You're going to put the name on the card. So however your name reads on that card, that's how you're going to type it on there. If it has a company name, you want to make sure you put it on there. Put the billing address for that card. And then you're going to mark whether it's a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. Put in your card number, expiration date, and your CVC code, and then you're just going to update it. And then it's done. Okay.
So I'm going to go to the link, top page with a three line. I'm going to click on that or right click on it, probably open it, drop it down, click business info.
Uh-huh.
And then back button.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And I'm going to go to billing.
Yes.
And then,
You know what? I just found you an easier way. I just found you an easier way. Okay. So when you're on the homepage of it, what you're going to see is where it says profile. Underneath, it'll say account settings. It's right above where it says business info. You're going to click on account settings, and then it's going to take you right to where it says personal info, password, or billing. That's when you click on billing.
Okay. Once I get to billing, it should self-explanatory.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
after I enter my info on billing, I hit update, right?
Yes, correct. Hit update once you enter your billing information.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll work.
All right.
And you emailed me the password, right?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So on the link that I sent you, I put your username and your password.
Okay, so the link you sent me is in email and on my phone or just on my phone?
I can send it to you in an email so that way you have it there too to make it easier for you. Okay, so I'll send it to the email. Now, once you get all that set up, what I can do is call you tomorrow, and then we can go through all your notes and schedule your client interview. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
So do I need to come up with a list of keywords, or are y'all going to handle it?
We're going to handle it on our end. So what they're basically tomorrow, like you and I are just going to be like notating some, you know, basic notes, right? When you have your client interview with a technician, in the client interview is where I like to say the magic is going to happen, because the technician is going to be talking to you about the keywords. They're going to be verifying all the information that you and I verified, because they want to make sure that I listed everything correctly, okay? And they're going to go more in depth. They're going to be talking to you about the Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about the areas to ensure that we're targeting the right areas. They're going to talk to you about your specific keywords and search terms. You know, they'll kind of say, okay, Lee, we see that, you know, Nadine listed XYZ. And at that time, if you need to add more keywords, or, you know, you can do so at that time, right? If there's some other services you forgot about that you want to notate in there, then we notate them. So that's why they go through all of that with you, because they're the experts. Right? I'm not.
Yeah.
My job is to ensure it's a good fit.
Y'all are the expert at keywords.
Yes. And the technicians.
And advertising and optimizing the advertising.
And I'll tell you, the technicians are very.
As far as I know, that painting services is not something somebody searches for.
Right. Exactly. So they're going to, and they have all the access to that. I'm telling you, they're the experts on it. They know exactly what to do, and they'll go over all of that with you, because they want to ensure too, you know, that we're listing you correctly. So they'll go over all of that. Okay.
You see, the thing about my business name is it doesn't specify a one thing. And it doesn't specify, not like John's Roofing or Anthony's drywall or Billy's paint contracting, you know, my business name does not cover any one, you know, one thing. It covers pretty much everything. Although I don't really do a whole lot of roofing anymore, I have somebody that does it.
Uh-huh.
He does a lot of other stuff too, but he only likes to do roofing. So a lot of times when he gets a call about siding or whatever, he calls me, hey, you want this job? Sure, I'll go do it. But this customer's name, the panelist is in. Or how much you need to do it. This is what I need to do it, and you might make a little money off it. So
right.
Either way.
Yeah, and so they'll, like I said, during your client interview, they're going to go over all of that, right? So, I mean, like I said, you don't need to come up with them. They're going to let you know which ones are being searched because, again, we want to make sure that you're being found in the ways that people are searching, right? The most, like, the most popular ways that they search.
I'm also planning on getting a fire, flood, mold certification. So,
yeah.
For the area that I'm in, water, flooding, and mold is high. Fire is not so much. You know, it's not like California on fire half the year, you know. But, I mean, lately, everything's on fire. It's like in a serious drought. Here, so.
Yeah.
And y'all been getting rain all day long every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear ya. So, yeah. So then tomorrow, what time do you want me to follow up with you tomorrow?
I'd say probably like 10 or so. I don't know. How long is it going to take?
For you and I to set up the client interview and go over the notes, probably about maybe the most 15 minutes, if that.
Okay. And then about 40 minutes for Jim.
And then the appointment's 30 to 40 minutes, and we'll schedule that at a time that's convenient for you guys.
Okay. Probably be, I have to go bring some cabinets back and swap it out for some other, and they don't open till 8, so it'll probably be, say, at least 9:30. Let's say 9:30, call me then.
Call you at 9:30? Okay.
Around 9 or 9:30.
I'll try you at 9. If you don't answer, then I'll call you back at 9:30.
Okay. I should be driving or I should be done by 9. And like, you know, I should be loading up anything.
Okay.
Should take me 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Let's swap out, get a pick up the other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll give you a call at 9, and if you don't answer, like I said, then I'll call you back at 9:30.
Okay. That'll work.
Okay.
And I'll take care of the payment stuff tonight.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good, Lee. Drive safely, okay?
All right. I will.
All right. Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.